This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been a good week for the American housing market. We learned almost 2 million homeowners went from being underwater on their mortgages to above water. And construction of new homes hit a four-year high, which is very good news for A, construction workers, think employment, and B, providers of the materials those workers use to build those new homes. Today, Georgia-Pacific said it's going to spend $400 million to meet growing demand for plywood and other kinds of construction lumber, but maybe it's not going to spend it soon enough because those prices are likely to stay high for that stuff, Adam Allington reports.
The forklifts at Byers Lumberyard in St. Louis are zipping back and forth, an early sign of what's shaping up to be a busy building season. One catch, costs for raw materials like 2x4s and plywood are sky high right now.
Plywood prices have shot up every day. I mean, they're rising all the time.
Bob Brown is a manager at Byers, and you'd think after the cold, dark winter of the construction industry's discontent, the news that housing is back would put a smile on his face. But then he calls up his lumber supplier.
Every time we call, prices are higher.
The main reason is that supplies of plywood are unusually low. Greg Lewis tracks wood panel supplies for Forest Economic Advisors.
The issue is that inventory levels are extremely low because everything that's being produced is being consumed right away.
A year ago, the composite price for wood panels was just over $350 per 1,000 square feet. Today, it's more like $500. That's according to Random Lengths, a trade publication for the wood products industry. John Anderson is the publisher.
The industry reduced its output dramatically when the housing market crashed, and this happened like never before.
Mark Luters heads the building products division at Georgia-Pacific. He says his company scaled back production 30% to 40% after the housing collapse, and it's going to take some time to get back up to speed.
The projects we're talking about doing right now will probably take about 18 months to 2 years to put in place.
As long as domestic supplies remain tight, retailers and wholesalers have little choice but to import or keep prices high. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.